From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. The U.S. president speaks to the people of Kenya. U.S. President Barack Obama shared his outlook on the future of Kenya during a speech today in the capital, Nairobi, capping a visit to his father's homeland, where he was hailed as a native son. At the Safari Com Indoor Arena in Nairobi, the president spoke to the people of Kenya about their future and their part in a united society of all religious faiths and all ethnic backgrounds.
Kenya is at a crossroads, a moment filled with peril, but also enormous promise. And with the rest of my time here today, I'd like to talk about how you can seize the moment, how you can make sure we leave behind a world that's better, a world that we've borrowed from our children.
Later today, President Obama will travel to Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. On Tuesday, Mr. Obama is due to make the first visit by a U.S. president to the headquarters of the African Union. Syria's president, in a speech broadcast live on state television today, acknowledged that the military has given up some regions of the country as it battles insurgents and offered justification as to why. "We must define the important regions that the armed forces hold onto so it doesn't allow the collapse of the rest of the areas," President Bashar al-Assad said. "We are not collapsing. Defeat does not exist in the dictionary of the Syrian Arab Army." But the ranks of the army are dwindling through deaths, defections, and increased draft dodging, something the president acknowledged. "There is a lack of human resources in the army," the Syrian leader said in his address in the capital, Damascus. From Washington, this is VOA News. Two Turkish soldiers were killed and four were wounded late Saturday in a car bomb blast in a mainly Kurdish province in southeastern Turkey. Earlier in the day, Turkish fighter jets hit Islamic State militant camps in Syria, while other Turkish forces targeted Kurdistan Workers' Party sites in southeastern Turkey, and airstrikes hit PKK rebel locations in northern Iraq. Turkish officials say the raids in Syria are aimed at creating a safe zone throughout a vast area of the northern part of the country. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said Saturday Turkey's security operations will continue as long as necessary. PKK sources said Saturday the 2013 ceasefire with Turkey is basically over, ending after Turkish warplanes hit the Kurdish militant strongholds in northern Iraq. Turkey said it was responding to the PKK's killing of two Turkish policemen earlier in the week. Authorities in northeastern Afghanistan confirmed today the Taliban has captured a key military base in overnight clashes after more than 100 Afghan security forces surrendered to the insurgents. The fighting in the Tigaran area of Badakhshan province erupted Friday night when scores of rebels staged coordinated attacks on several security outposts, the provincial police chief told reporters. He said border police force personnel at the base surrendered to the Taliban. Around 800 migrants rescued from boats while trying to cross the Mediterranean have arrived in Sicily. Most of the migrants, mainly from Sudan, Eritrea, and Syria, were taken to port aboard Norwegian and Irish vessels as part of the EU's rescue efforts in the Mediterranean. Lieutenant Commander Daniel Wall is the Irish ship's captain. He talks about the migrant ship and the condition of the migrants rescued.
The vessel itself was unseaworthy, at which point we commenced our SAR operation. There were several cases of dehydration of migrants on board. We then evacuated these migrants towards our ship, and we have medics on board our ships who were able to deal with this these cases of dehydration.
More than 6,000 athletes from 165 countries have gathered in the U.S. city of Los Angeles, California, for the Special Olympics. The games got underway Saturday. The Olympic gold medalist Roffer Johnson lit the flame. He spoke with reporters.
I think in the long run, what we learn in sports help us to be better athletes, but it can be life lessons taught that are going to help us, in a sense, be the best we can be in other places other than on the field of competition.
The Special Olympics Summer Games are held every 4 years in a different city. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.